stone, chisel, poised. So no one's going to blame you if you perch on a carousel of destructive relationships and unfulfilling work, whirling round, never still, never truly looking within, never really going home. Because I had the gift of desperation, because I fucked up my life so royally, I had no option but to seek and accept help. Since being relieved of the more obvious manifestations of my incessant drives and appetites, I have paced backwards like a flunky leaving the Queen through a series of less obvious and not lethal but still bloody uncomfortable addictions. I believe that what the 12 steps and their encompassing philosophy, which I will lay out for you here, will provide is nothing less than a solution to the dissatisfaction of living and dying to anyone with the balls to do the work. And it is work. Indeed, it is a personal rebirth, and the journey entails all manner of uncomfortable confrontations with who you truly are. Be honest. Have you ever sat down and inventoried all the things that bug you, the childhood skirmishes, seething stings of patricidal rage, your fury with the government, or traffic, or global warming, or racism, or Apple for continually changing their charges? When are you planning to become the person you were born to be, to recover your connection to an intended path? On holiday, when the kids leave school, when you get a pay rise, tick-tock, tick-tock, chisel poised. I am not saying this because I think I'm better than you. I know I'm worse. I have spasmed and spluttered through life motored by unconscious drives, temporarily fixing in a way so crude and ineffectual that the phenomenon is conveniently observable. The condition in extreme is identifiable, but the less obvious version of addiction is still painful and arguably worse because we simply adapt to living in pain and never countenance the beautiful truth. There is a solution. We adapt to the misery of an unloving home, of unfulfilling work, of empty friendships and lacquered alienation. The 12-step program which has saved my life will change the life of anyone who embraces it. I have seen it work many times with people with addiction issues of every hue, drugs, sex, relationships, food, work, smoking, alcohol, technology, pornography, hoarding, gambling, everything. Because the instinct that drives the compulsion is universal. It is an attempt to solve the problem of disconnection, alienation, and tepid despair. Because the problem is ultimately being human in an environment that is curiously ill-equipped to deal with the challenges that entails. We are all on the addiction scale. Those of us born with clear-cut and blatant substance addiction are in many ways the lucky ones. We alcoholics and junkies have minimized our mystery to tiny cycles of craving and fulfillment. Our pattern is easier to observe and therefore with commitment and help, easier to resolve. If your personal pattern happens to be the addiction equivalent of the long-form con trick as opposed to a short grift, it can take ages to know just what your problem is. If you're addicted to bad relationships, bad food, abusive bosses, conflict or pornography, it can take a lifetime to spot the problem, and apparently a lifetime is all we have. This program is not just about extremists like me. No, this program is about you. Do you have a sense that something is missing? A feeling in your gut that you're not good enough? That if you tick off some action, whether it's eating a Twix, buying some shoes, smoking a joint, or getting a good job, you will feel better? If you do, it's hardly surprising because I believe we live in an age of addiction where addictive thinking has become almost totally immersive. It is the mode of our culture. Consumerism is stimulus and responses are designed for life. The very idea that you can somehow make your life all right by attaining primitive material goals, whether it's getting the ideal relationship, the ideal job, a beautiful Berber rug, or 40 quid's worth of smack, the underlying idea, if I could just get X, Y, Z, I would be okay, is consistent and it is quite wrong. Addiction is when natural biological imperatives like the need for